And 6:06, it is fair. 71 degrees now in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 88. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A new program shows a lot of children getting health care from the state programs in Oklahoma. The state health care authority's Nico Gomez says over half of the children in Oklahoma are in the authority's Sooner Care and Insure Oklahoma programs.
In any given month, we'll have over 500,000 kids in our program. Now think about it, 500,000 kids in our program. There's 3.8 million people in Oklahoma. Well, there's only just over 900,000 kids in the state, okay? So we have over half the kids in our program.
Gomez says over 60% of the births in Oklahoma are covered by Sooner Care. Two people are dead this morning and three more are injured after a grinding weekend car crash on 21st Street near Highway 169. None of the dead or injured were wearing seatbelts. Police say they were struck by Christina Cantrell. Police say that she was intoxicated at the time of the crash. The city of Tulsa has had a rocky relationship with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in the past, and the city has been required to pay back HUD grants because of one problem or another. Well, last week, three public hearings were held to get input on how best to use the HUD funding in the future.
A variety of projects were shown, information was received, emerging needs were described, and these will go collectively will be utilized to put together the final cut of the five-year plan.
Mayor Bartlett says the five-year plan will then be sent to HUD for approval. Just as the Lewis Avenue Bridge reopens, comes word of more delays along Interstate 44 in the Lewis area. From 9 until noon today, the two right lanes westbound will be closed, and that will cause a bottleneck. You might want to plan another route for later in the morning. A man is hospitalized after being shot overnight in Tulsa. The shooting took place outside a convenience store near 36th Street North and Peoria. Police this morning are investigating. It is called precision farming, and it is becoming big here in Oklahoma. It is where drones are used to survey farmland. Gino Hodges owns Hodges Aviation in Choctaw.
Well, one of the things that we're able to do with our software and our UAV combinations is we're able to find efficiencies in fertilization, herbicides. And what I mean by that is when prior to aerial surveys, it was difficult to ascertain how much fertilizer, for instance, a farmer would have to apply.
Now those decisions can be made after a review of the data gathered by the drones over the farmland. Resigning, U.S. Senator Tom Coburn has two town hall meetings scheduled for this coming week. Coburn is planning a meeting at 3 o'clock today in Enid and at 6 o'clock Wednesday here in Tulsa. The Enid meeting will be at the Enid Convention Hall, and the Tulsa meeting is set for the Tulsa Community College's Southeast Campus. Our weather forecast, the UV index should be very high today. The air quality will be good, and the grass and weed pollen should be moderate. It'll be sunny. We will be well below normal. We'll have a high of 88. Now, normal for this time of year is 94. Now, tonight, it'll be clear and almost cool. We'll be down to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and even cooler with a high of 85. And on Wednesday, we anticipate sunshine and a high of 86. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Right now, here in Tulsa, at 610, it is fair in 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.